This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is happening? This is episode 300 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 280. What's up, dude?
Hey, what is going on? And what is up, NPC fam? It's episode 300. I should come up with something new. I've been doing this for 207 times, right? But it's your boy, 80, your hero.
Player 3, Crawler, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going? It's Crawler coming at you.
There you go. Guys, that music you just heard was from Richard on YouTube, n64josh.com/intro, if you guys want to go check that song out. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast, and if you'd like to pick up my book, Another Castle, n64josh.com/anothercastle, you want me to read it to you? And you can pick it up for free, go to Audible, n64josh.com/audible, and sign up there. Lastly, I have loaded up my shop. I had people asking me today, where can I get your hat? I'm wearing a Mario hat right now. n64josh.com/Nintendo shop. Like, you boys got to go check this shop out and tell people about it next week, because it is, it's scary. It's scary how much cool stuff I've been able to find. Stuff that's
not even... I probably already own like 80-90% of the stuff in
there. There's a good chance. But I found a Mario Kart beanie today. I was like, oh, that's gotta, I gotta get that. Like, there's some cool stuff in there. So n64josh.com/Nintendo shop. Let's talk about our announcements, shall we?
Hey, listen.
We got the Animal Crossing podcast going strong. You can check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Smash Bros. Cast had an episode this week, last week, Sunday.
We recorded on Sunday. I think it came out on Monday.
Yeah.
There's going to be another one here on Thursday. So tomorrow night, we're going to record one.
Yeah, probably Thursday. So we got lots of Smash news to talk about. So Smash Bros. Cast still going strong. We got Mario Kart Mondays, Monday and Friday, starting at 6, sometimes earlier. But that's Pacific Standard Time if you want to come race.
Tell your friends, because we need people.
Yeah, we do. We're at this weird spot right now where, like, we have too many people to try to just fit everybody in a custom match. So we started doing this tournament style, and it swaps out everybody every 4 races. So, like, it gives you the chance to race with multiple people in the community. And so some races might be sweaty, some might not be as sweaty. Like, come hang out. It's a good time. It's a good time. We've been doing a lot of Mario Kart. We got the Smash League going on. If you want to get signed up for that, do it now, because we're getting ready to put teams together. There's a link pinned in the Smash server in Discord. I still want to, maybe around sometime in January, we'll talk about a Pokemon League. I'd still like to get that going. And the Animal Crossing event is happening this month also. Here's the thing. If you guys have fast forwarded to this point, hopefully you can hear me now. All right. Twitch has been trying... They had to raise a million Mario coins in order to get a 24-hour stream. And I keep pushing it out and letting it carry over month after month. This Friday, we're not only doing our annual Christmas party where I sing Christmas carols to you, it is going to kick off a 24-hour stream. It's a Mario-focused stream, so that means I'm going to try to play through all of the 3D All-Star games. We might take some breaks periodically with some Smash and some Mario Kart, but a 24-hour stream is happening this Friday. This Friday. So if you want to come hang out in the wee hours of the morning, I may be passed out in my chair here at some point. It's against TOS, so don't tell anybody if I do. But... that's happening. The Christmas party is always a good time. Everything's going to be starting around 5 or 6 Pacific Standard Time. I have to get X-rays that day, so it's whenever I get home, I'm going to chow some dinner and then get started. So around 5 or 6, I'll let the Discord know.
Get the coffee brewing.
get the coffee brewing. We'll be We'll be. I got this cool Mario Odyssey thermos that I'll be drinking coffee out of. And
is it not going to put is it in your comical mug?
As I say, is it as comically big as your gallon water jug?
No, it's not. Yeah, it's,
you should fill that with coffee.
That's, I mean,
and
that's,
that'll fuel your 24 hours.
That's true. I might do that. So, but anyway, it's going to be a great time. I cannot wait to see you guys, hang out with you guys, and 24-hour stream. So, crazy. With that, let's jump into some of the stuff that we've been playing, and we also got some things to tell you guys about that are going to be happening with the new structure of the show. So, here we go.
Here we go!
So, we're going to talk about the games we've been playing. You don't have to worry about that. That's still going to happen. But, we're going to have... It's not really 0 hour, because it's only going to be a couple minutes. But, we're going to have, like Eric's Next Gen Minute or something like that. Zero's Next Gen Minute. We're going to come up with a clever title for it. But he's just going to kind of keep us up to date on what's going on in the world of PlayStation, Xbox, and just, you know, what he's been playing there. Because, I mean, he had a funeral for his Switch, and he keeps getting texts like, remember the good times, you know, from his Switch.
Remember when we used to play games?
Yeah, and He looked at his pro controller, and it used to sit on the top shelf, and now it's in with the 64 controllers and the 360
covered
controllers.
Covered in dust.
And, yeah, so...
Yeah.
But,
so you're making ahead. It feel like Toy Story.
I know, to feel right? Bad. Yeah, getting the Toy Story vibes. But so let's have Hate Zero's Next Gen Minute give it to us.
Yeah. Thank you. So... Yeah, I've been playing PS5 a fair amount. You know, you messaged me about NBA 2K in Discord, and that's probably the game I've sunk the most amount of time in on PS5 so far, just because I'm a huge basketball fan anyways, and this next-gen version, if you liked the previous NBA 2Ks, I know some people get real salty when you talk about it because of the microtransactions. Although I've never spent any money in there, I can see why that's a complaint, because if you want to play online with my player, you could sink some money into it. But the graphics are fantastic. The gameplay is solid. And then I re-downloaded Warzone because they just dropped that new map. Was that last night, Crawler? Do you remember? Was that today or last night?
I tried to play last night at like 1 o'clock my time, and servers were kicking everybody out. So I think it was pre update at that point. But yeah, it was early this morning is kind of when it happened.
Yeah, so I re-downloaded Warzone to try to not be terrible. Yeah, I do want to know something.
I played Warzone on Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I did.
How'd it go? It's super fun. I mean, for something to, you know, my games don't last as long as some people's maybe, but you know, for something to spend a little bit of time in there, it's.
Well, I was doing trios and we got second one match.
Okay, so you spent a good amount of time in that round.
Did you build, Josh?
I did build. Yeah. Wait, what? No, I didn't. I didn't build, but. But I had 7 kills that match. That was a fun match.
Nice.
So
nice.
At one point I was the only one left on my team. My teammates were down, and I had to get them up, and then I went down a few times and they got me up as well, but it was, they're good matches. I really enjoy it. I'd like it too much. Actually. I'm like, oh no, what's happening?
it's fun. You know, I like the, you know, the team deathmatch style of shooters has kind of worn itself out with me a little bit. You know, there's no risk there. You die and you immediately respawn, and there's no punishment for it, right? So there's no reason not to play like Rambo. Well, this kind of takes us back to the old tactical style where your single life does matter and you have to work as a team. And it's just, I think, more my speed, although I'm not great and my Twitch reflexes seem to be failing me a little bit as I'm aging and just getting destroyed by people, but I still have a good time with it.
Look, I'm older than you. I know you can get it back.
I mean, I can usually hide in the middle. I'm no longer at the top of the rooms, but you know, I'm not the bottom either. I'm just kind of hiding in the middle. And then played a little more Miles. I did try they added 60 frames per second and ray tracing mode. Mm-hmm. You do sacrifice a little bit of your 4K fidelity.
No more puddles. You don't get puddles on ray tracing then. They cut the puddles.
Did they cut the puddles? I know the puddles are no, the puddles are there. I was like, so here's the bottom line. For fidelity mode, it was 30 frames per second with ray tracing. The game itself is all 4K. The ray traced reflections were 1080p. Mm. Now the game is running roughly 1440p, and the ray traced reflections are 720p, so they're not as detailed. They get a little grainy, but when you're moving so fast in the 60 frames per second, you don't really notice. I think it is by far the best way to play the game.
Did the OS update for 2K for the 1440 output? Because I think originally PlayStation wasn't outputting it.
Well, 1440. So it's still trying to trigger. It's not. 1440 is what it hits. It's still doing dynamic 4K. Okay. So and it's only achieving 1440 for the ray tracing mode. But I still think it's the way to play. The game looks beautiful. It gives me a lot of hope for next gen titles down the road, because if Insomniac can do this with the launch title, we have a good future ahead. So that is the Zero Power Minute. Is that good?
Zero Power Minute? I like it. Yeah.
Is that where?
Yeah.
It wasn't a minute, but you know.
That works.
We'll work on it.
All right.
Are you going to play Cyberpunk?
Oh, that's the okay. question.
That's a great segue for all of us to talk about. I want to. I definitely want to play. Just seeing all the ridiculousness surrounding it, I think the game is totally playable on PS5 and Xbox Series X. Obviously, it's not as good as it should be. I just don't want to give CD Projekt Red my money, because I feel like they knowingly shipped a bad product and did it just for all the wrong reasons. You know, they should have delayed the Xbox One and PS4 version. If you're playing on a base console, it's like hitting 14 frames per second and stuff. Like, that's outrageous.
It's like playing Witcher on the Switch.
Yeah, it's worse.
It is worse.
They shouldn't have shipped that product. And
the game was definitely built for the 3080. I mean,
yeah,
they probably had dev kits working with the newest graphics cards coming out for PC, and the game was built for a high end PC. I have a 2070 graphics card, and I'm running on mostly high settings on everything. It's not crazy high on like the ray tracing and everything like that. There's quite a few tiers on that, but I mean, graphically mine looks fine. I'm playing on PC, but there's clipping issues. There's I've heard of like T-pose glitches with characters just like standing up on a table and doing that. The cars and hills tend to be really weird in the open world. Like I parked on a slant and the car stayed straight on the plane, and I got out and got back in the car and then got out again, and then it fixed it. I've seen stuff where like somebody crested over a hill and the texture of the hill continued past where the hill crested, and you could like wall glitch in and out of the invisible road that was glitched up above it. One of like the more like kind of touching moments of the end of the epilogue, because I'm only about 5 or 6 hours in, I haven't played a ton, but there's a moment where a character is going up to his neck to take out one of the a microchip or whatever, and his gun that he was dual wielding guns in the scene before that he got in the car for this cutscene, and the gun started the clip with it, like the gun was clipping through his head, that it was attached to his hand, that he was going up to his neck to grab this microchip out. And it was like a serious kind of moment. And I was like, that just completely ruins a nice cutscene when these clipping incidents happen.
Yeah. for sure.
I think the story, the voice acting, and graphically, it can be great. It's just built on a very shoddy wire framework that they have this world built upon. And it's like a stack of cards, and it's not stable.
And so I'm all about giving them a chance to fix it, and then I'll buy the product. You know, it's just one thing after another, though. They announced to everybody they could get refunds, but they didn't actually approve that through PS or Xbox stores. So if you try to get the refund through either of them, they tell you no and wait for the patch. So it's just one bad piece of press after another. So I'm going to wait. If they fix those things, I will play the game, and I'll be the first one to tell Keanu Reeves he's breathtaking, and you know, it'll be good times, but I'm just going to wait a little bit.
So this seems like it's above and beyond like your typical Elder Scrolls bugs.
It's more than Bethesda bugs. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the simple answer is they should have just waited, and they should have made it next gen exclusive. But and what it's done to their reputation, for me, this was a company that seemed very kind of beloved in people's eyes, and made a lot of good decisions. As far as
previously, all their DLC being free, and like they were very pro consumer and appeared to be on the up and up as far as, you know, treating their employees. But, you know, now immediately saying there's going to be no crunch, and then reversing course and having this crunch on their employees. Like, it's just been bad thing after bad thing with this game. And it's unfortunate because it does look like a really cool game underneath it all.
Yeah,
so, I mean, they did issue an apology. They put out an official thing. Was that Tuesday morning or Monday morning? I forget which morning. That was where they had talked about the refunds and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't really happen, I guess. But I heard somebody talking about Witcher 3 at the very beginning. I don't remember. I didn't play it back then. But I guess it was kind of riddled with some bugs and stuff as well. So I have faith that they're going to fix it. But again, I think there are some underlying issues within like the framework that is the game that is going to be a lot. It was already like a 1.5 gig update, just I think to get some stuff fixed initially. And they're going to be rolling out different updates across both base PlayStation and Xbox, and the next gen update hasn't even happened yet on Xbox and PlayStation. So,
and they probably are going to delay that. I imagine that's not going to happen for even longer now, because they have to get right the old consoles, which should be the priority completely. So,
well, and this wasn't the only issues with this game. It was giving people seizures. My friend, she goes by, I think it's Dirty Effin' Hippie on Twitter. Like, people were sending, she deals with these epileptic seizures, and people were sending her that scene so that it would trigger.
Oh, the death dance?
Because she reported on it.
Or the brain dance.
She works for Game Informer at this right now, and like, it was just gross, the stuff people were doing, you know? And so like that hit the news like immediately. And then it was like, well, they made all their money back in the first day. Right. And then this apology comes up. It's just been a series of unfortunate events for this whole launch.
Like, yeah, I can't remember a game company losing this much face this quickly. Like, even Blizzard's fall from grace took longer than this, right? Like, in like a one-month period, CD Projekt, they need to fix it.
They took a 29% stock hit on the first day of trading after the game came out, so on Monday.
Yeah.
But then they also announced, I think probably to their investors, that they already recouped the cost from just pre-orders alone, covered development cost and marketing cost, which there was a sizable amount of marketing in this game as well. But
Keanu wasn't cheap.
No. Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, there's some other shady stuff, too. Like, I guess they did not send out a single console review copy. They were all PC review copies. And so
and they didn't. On, and, that, and the only thing they know, right? And the only thing they showed console wise was pre like curated clips. Mm-hmm. And it was mostly driving.
Yeah.
And it was like series. It was Xbox One X to Series X footage back and forth. And it was curated as to when they showed the One X versus the Series X footage. And that was also in their apology early this week about the fact that they didn't show any base model footage. I mean, and it's, we know why,
right?
But they apologized after the bad press that they got.
What do those meetings look like? Like, hey guys, yeah, we're shipping this anyway, even though it looks like, you know, just complete hot garbage. And
pretty much they've already delayed it for, they delayed it four times.
Yeah. They claim, which I find this hard to believe, but they claim that they didn't, it was just a miss. They didn't test it thoroughly enough on base consoles. They all had like One X's and PS4 Pros. And that I find that very hard to believe since this game's been in production for a long time when even before Pros and One X's were a thing. So
they probably had I mean, they were building this on PC dev kits, but like,
yeah,
they probably had specs to spec for the next gen consoles because they're in essence PCs. That's what those next gen consoles are. But yeah,
so
it's an oversight of the QA head of that team to not have quality assurance.
So let's
on that
bring this back to Nintendo. So how long before we see this on Switch? You think?
I think Warzone hits Switch before this comes to Switch.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I don't know that Warzone will ever make it to Switch. Like Warzone on the base Xbox One is. Oh yeah, that right there. But I mean,
well,
I was.
They had a 96 gig update today or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've got to. I still have to update mine. But I mean, even playing this weekend, I was like, man, some of the. I'm on a 4K monitor now. Granted, I'm still just on the day one Xbox One, but there were times that I'm like, I can't tell the difference between somebody sitting in a bush and is it a bush? Is it somebody in there? Like what is going on here? You know, like, cause I mean, you play other games. I've been playing a little bit of Squadrons. I've been playing the old Halos and stuff. Right. And it's like, it looks really muddy. It looks really muddy.
Yeah.
Here's what happened though. This is, you guys will like this. Both my teammates died. Okay. And so I don't know anything about Warzone. I don't know how the game, I mean, I know very little, but I know a little bit. And so both my teammates died. No, they couldn't get out of the gulag, whatever.
Okay.
So they're like, you've got to go. No, they told me to go and get the bounty that I have to survive for 3 minutes
to get enough money to be able to buy him back.
Yeah. No, they respawn as soon as you complete this. It's like,
oh, wow.
It's a bounty that lets everybody on the map know where you are. And if you, they were like, okay, go get this particular bounty. I was like, all right. And they're like, now get in a Jeep. And I was like, I've trained my whole life for this. And I didn't even know how I get in the Jeep. I'm like, it won't move. I'm trying to drive like Fortnite or Halo. And so then I pulled the right trigger. I was like, all right, here we go. And I just went and I like went up to the side of the map and I waited till I could see like all these people coming towards me. And then I just took off and I was driving all around, like whipping around corners, everything. I was playing with Sir Waffles from chat and he's like, they don't even allow me to drive. I can't even believe what I'm seeing right now. And I mean, I was like, I'm just putting my Mario Kart skills to work. You know, I just put them to work. And
your whole life.
Yep. Been training my whole life for this moment. And so we get to 30 seconds and they shoot the car enough that it
breaks down.
So I hop out. I run into a building. lock the doors, and one of them's counting down like 10, 9, 8. You know, I'm like, oh, you're not helping with my anxiety here. And they finally spawn back in right as somebody comes through the door and I shotgun them. I wasn't used to the hot mic, right? Like when you get a kill, I'm really glad.
You hear him scream.
Yeah, but scream things that I was like, oh, I'm really glad I'm not streaming right now because I'd probably get removed from Twitch. It was that bad. I was like,
wow,
this is crazy. So, but a lot of fun nonetheless. So, you know. I'll get it.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Apex to come to Switch. When's that happening?
Next year.
Early next first quarter, I think.
They say next year.
Yeah. So. I think that'd be a fun one too. I mean, all of these battle royales are pretty fun just to jump in and waste a little bit of time, right? It's especially if you have friends playing. It's a lot of fun.
I would love to see a company just make a Switch exclusive BR that was first person gritty, you know.
I'm waiting for Nintendo to do it. I've always thought like an Overwatch style Nintendo game would be killer.
Well, this is a good segue because Perfect Dark is getting a real sequel, I would say, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of the prequel, it's finally getting a real sequel, unless you count the Game Boy game, which some might, you know, I don't know. But, and that was, I mean, remember Rare was owned by Nintendo.
Lockstep with Nintendo.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, that was leading the way in first person. Nintendo was leading the way in first person shooters. You know, like
they had before GoldenEye and Rare, it had pretty much been stuck on PC. They hadn't found a way to make.
Well, you had Doom on Super Nintendo, but I mean, those didn't look up or down. None of like Doom or Wolfenstein, they didn't. I think Unreal Tournament was probably on PC at that point, but it's so far back for me to remember. I don't know.
Quake too, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. And so Perfect Dark gets announced, but like Eric was just saying, I don't even care if it was Overwatch style and all, like. I would love to see Nintendo dip their toes in the water of a mature shooter title again. And, you know, who knows, maybe Retro was working on something, but they were like, sorry,
they got pulled into something.
Yeah. They're to the rescue to fix Metroid Prime 4 or whatever. So, but yeah, so Perfect Dark, I freaked out. Like I'm beyond excited. What is it? 2022? It's a ways away, right?
Yeah,
I don't even think they said, did they?
They didn't say, but like it's coming from the Initiative, which is a Microsoft's quadruple A studio that they created for this. They pulled in talent from the new Lara Croft series, that trilogy of games. I think the director designer there's a producer, I think, from God of War, and there's also I think somebody else from maybe the Nathan Drake stuff. There's lots of talent that's been pulled into the studio, but the studio was formed in 2018. So for a studio ground up for something as big as what they're calling this new above AAA kind of style game, it's going to take a while. So I mean, we're at least 2 or 3 years, I think, probably out from this. But the CG trailer was fun to see. I slowed it down. I'm pretty sure the gun shooting in the hallway is a laptop gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh freaked out, and like most people, I think if you were old school 64, recognized the Datadyne logo, and then you heard the comms come for Agent Dark.
Yeah. So this is all in the Game Awards, right? We watched Game Awards, Last of Us 2, 1. And this got me, I started thinking about it a couple days later. And I hope that Perfect Dark becomes as of a beloved series to Xbox fans as Last of Us, Uncharted. Yeah. Some of those big...
Halo.
Well, I mean, Halo's kind of fallen from grace. My point is that I want to see Xbox have these titles that can compete with the PlayStation as far as a single player narrative and and
system seller, single player exclusive.
Yeah. Kind of, like, I think it's time for them to, they can't rest. Chief or Marcus Fenix can't, the backpack doesn't, it's not there. Right.
It yeah. And I don't hold think
the same weight.
I think in 2004, you know, that Marcus Fenix, even though he wasn't around in 2004, but Halo, Master Chief, Marcus Fenix, I think those big kind of silent anti-hero types were a lot more popular than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that carries as much weight. One thing I'll say about Perfect Dark is I've always thought Perfect Dark would make a fantastic video game movie. But I think I'm wrong on that. I think it should be a Netflix like series, like a 10 episode or multi-season series. And I think of any video game I can think of, that strikes me as the one that I think would be the best adaption from video game to TV series.
Yeah.
And you know, it's got the sci-fi elements. It's kind of dark and gritty. It's got a heroine that I think is still relevant today, more so than like a, you know, Marcus Fenix would be.
Give it to HBO. Let them,
yeah,
let
definitely.
Them like Westworld that thing up. You know what I mean? Like as far as the tech and everything.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that would, you know, maybe Microsoft already has this in the works, but I think that would also provide some of that weight, you know, to make it the killer app, the Last of Us, the Uncharted, you know.
They've been trying for too long with Halo to make it into a movie or a show or whatever.
Yeah, I just think, you know, Halo is still going to have a special place in all of our hearts.
Right.
But I just don't know if it's, you know, I just don't know that it's going to ever be Halo anymore. You know, I really think Halo 2 was probably the peak.
And Halo 2 was the peak.
I don't know that it's ever going to recapture that. I mean, maybe it could, but I just think we've moved on a lot.
We have, and from what I know about Infinite, is I feel like they're trying to go back to recapture what we loved, and I think everybody's matured. I think Sony has shown us what a, you know, what, you know, God of War. The way it has now, I know some people didn't like the last one as much as the other ones because of some of the directions that it had taken. Right. Right.
Eric? Yeah, me specifically.
Yeah.
hey, to be fair, I need to finish it. I didn't give it. I was just upset because Kratos was, you know, the awesome God of War and they turned him into tired dad.
And, yeah.
You know,
Grandpa of War.
It was an adjustment. Yeah. So, but the memes, right? They're taking these characters that were kind of narrativeless and giving them full stories and fleshed out, and you start to care about the characters on a much deeper level than you ever could have in past gen games.
Yeah. But I almost see Joanna Dark becoming a Sam Fisher type, almost.
Yeah.
That was kind of some of the vibes I was getting from. I was like, I kind of wondered, I'm like, are we seeing a Splinter Cell right now? Is that what, like, that's what I was kind of wondering, but and that would be great, but I hope they don't switch to third person. Or at least give us the option to do a little bit of both, right? But the original rumors for Perfect Dark was that the Coalition was going to be doing it.
And that's what everyone was thinking, it was going to be third person anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd almost, if they could find a way to do it, playing Cyberpunk and trying to do stealth in first person is hard, so I wouldn't be opposed to a third person. And if you like, and if it took the like Grand Theft Auto update style where you can play third person or first person potentially, I don't know.
I hope it's an open world third person game with RPG elements.
Yeah, do you?
Roguelike.
Get out of here. But
as a
little bit of a counterpoint, though, Nintendo is still making that work with Breath of the Wild. Link doesn't say anything, but right. I mean, that's
but they've created a story around him, so Link is still still that, but they've fleshed out a world and story around him. And you're right, you know, that does kind of take the wind out of my sails on my counterpoint. Maybe Halo just didn't do a good enough job. I don't know. There's a lot of problems with Halo outside of just, you know, Master Chief himself. Like, you know, the switch from Bungie kind of took the wind out of the sails itself, and then Halo 5 was another letdown. But I think Breath of the Wild has such a rich world with stories and lore and
just hidden little tidbits to go find.
Yeah, you don't get to see that in a Halo game because you just kill everything really quick.
Right. Well, and you got to remember,
I'm excited for Infinite to be like choose your own adventure order, kind of like that small little snippet that we saw was objective 1, 2, 3, and there's no linear path to do that. So there might be skulls and other stuff hidden around the world for you to go find more so in Infinite now than ever before.
And yeah. And that stuff's cool. Like, but you got to remember back on the Xbox with Halo 2, that was groundbreaking. You know, when you were in the Warthog and the scarabs were walking around and you're flying around, like,
or take off in a Banshee.
Yeah. It was just stuff that like we weren't doing anywhere else. Right. And now, I mean, I just told the story about driving all around the Warzone map. Right. So, like,
yeah, definitely. They
paved the way.
And that's part of it. They did pave the way, but they kind of stopped innovating a little bit. And I mean, you know, sadly, they haven't showed any of the multiplayer for Infinite. So maybe we end up with the Halo Battle Royale, which I think would be the final nail in the Halo coffin. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Fortnite, you can play against 100 other Master Chiefs.
Yeah, so right. after playing Destiny, I've always thought that, especially since I know how much Phil loves Destiny, that they should make Halo in a similar, like, games as a service. You start out as a Marine, you work up into ODST, and since their lore now leads to anybody becoming a Spartan, you then become a Spartan, you get different armor along the way, you can keep leveling up, going and doing all kinds of different missions on Halo rings and fighting.
Can I just pay $200 and become a Spartan now? And I've broken the internet. That would be cool though. I mean, to be fair, that would be a lot of fun.
I would love that. Doing raids as Spartans? Like, that would be with a group of friends, like having to go
take on the Gravemind or something like that.
And scarabs and, like, you know, like, this is all stories that could happen pre or like in between the things that happened in 3 and 4 and 5. Like, there's so much there, it seems like. But
one last thing I'll talk about Halo before, you know, we're a Nintendo show and we can only take so long on Halo. I just want them to flesh out the universe. There's a lot of cool lore in there. The Hunt the Truth series they did before the launch of the last one was one of the best viral marketing use cases I've seen. And it's a really fun, like, if you're at all a Halo fan, go listen to Hunt the Truth still. It is super cool, super well done. Yeah, one of the
much
best.
Better, much better than Halo 5.
it's sadly true. It is much better than Halo 5. But it's one of the best, what do you call that, audio series?
It's audio drama.
Yeah. It was very, very well done.
It's like 13 parts or something like that, I think. It's really well done. It's well voice acted. It has to be because that's all it is.
Yeah.
And it sets up a...
Luke Skywalker's in it, too.
It sets up a... Is Mark Hamill in it?
Mark Hamill's one of the voices.
He voices one of them. But it sets up a great lead up to a disappointing story. But the lead up is fantastic. So,
and that just goes to show that you can have an awesome game or web series or whatever. You can have awesome time in the Halo universe without Master Chief, because none of that involved the Chief.
Halo Wars 1, I haven't played 2 yet, but 1 was, the story was great.
Yeah,
it was great. And to segue, Doug Bowser was talking to Polygon, apparently.
Yeah, and American Doug,
and he's on board.
Not opposed. He's not opposed to the Game Pass coming to Switch.
And I know we've all talked about it a lot, right? Like, I know Josh, you're.
I played Halo this weekend. I played 1, 2, 3, Reach. Like, I played them all.
It's very clear that if our mobile devices can do xCloud, so could the Switch. I mean, that's without question. Mm-hmm. I guess the interest is the thing that's going to have to be the motivator, right? Is there enough interest? Not in fans, because I think, why wouldn't I play xCloud on my Switch? Of course I would. The interest has to be from Nintendo and Microsoft, and that's where I don't know if it's there. American Doug is interested, though.
Crawler, what have you played this week?
A lot of Smash, actually. I've been playing the up and down GSP grind.
Yep.
You and I talked about it this weekend when we recorded the Smash Bros. Cast. You and I were both pretty much at the same spot. I've gone down. I played kind of late in the night, and I played against a Daisy, and I think we must have rematched each other like 5 or 6 times. It went back and forth quite a bit. It's a good time. I mean, I'm excited for whatever we're going to learn tomorrow in the afternoon with Sephiroth coming to Smash, and how long that sword is going to reach across the stage, because
all the
it
way
seemed like it's going to be a big sword.
I just want to watch him try to sheath it. It ain't happening.
And then, like you and I talked about this on the Smash Bros. Cast, like the potential Cloud redesign that we might see based on some of the CG trailer that we saw, and potentially if the Buster Sword might be swapped out for some other stuff. If we get some Cloud skin updates or something like that.
I got some serious messages from people about this. They're like, okay, here's this YouTube video. You can watch this. This is all tied to Advent Children. And I'm like, I remember that old Final Fantasy movie, but I've never seen Advent Children.
You did say I want to do my research on Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so and I got,
you asked for it.
I got people coming out of the woodwork like, okay, here you go. Here's this, here's that. It's going to be an interesting character. And if you guys want to watch live with us tomorrow, twitch.tv/n64josh, tune in. We'll be there. So,
so that and Fortnite, because my kids are on that. If I buy a season pass, they kind of tend to lean into what I'm doing a little bit. So they're all about watching me play Fortnite, and been playing both on Switch and PC. Like Switch had a obnoxiously large update yesterday when I was trying to play. So I played on PC. I got second, even playing with mouse and keyboard, which I'm still working at with Fortnite with so many different build buttons and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But having a good time. I enjoy playing as Mando and Master Chief and Kratos and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're doing a great job with the crossover. The Walking Dead stuff came out today. I don't know if I'll pick that up, but Daryl and Michonne, and then Cyberpunk a little bit. I'm like 5 or 6 hours in. I've been playing that on PC, and then I bought Among Us yesterday on Switch. I haven't really played around with the controller settings a little bit. Like, I haven't tried it out, but the crossplay seems to work okay. So far, the only hiccup is if you're trying to glitch into the airship, it only seems to work on Switch, because I tried on PC with Josh and all I got was a black screen. So the data is there on Switch, but the Steam update hasn't kicked through. The Xbox Game Pass or whatever on PC, I downloaded it. It's only like the 500 something gigs or 500 megs of Among Us. It's not a very big file size, but it seemed to pull most of my settings from Steam. So I don't know where it's reading If it's going searching for a some kind of crossover file save there or not, but like my little space dude was dressed the same as he is defaultly how I have it saved on Steam, and some of my game settings were how I had left them. I think you were complaining today on stream about does the Switch not save settings very well right now.
I thought we had I have to set it every time. And so then I'm like,
that is kind of annoying.
I've got to remember.
That, hopefully that'll come in an update.
Yeah.
And Innersloth is such a great company. I wouldn't be opposed. Like, I would look into either tweeting at them or see if they have like a comment section on their website or something like that. They because they're such a small dev team. I'm sure they'd even see it.
Well, maybe they gained 1 million followers in no time on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so I did put out a video of where I got stuck in the vent during the meeting and I couldn't chat. And then the two other people I was playing with ended up, the one guy didn't vote and the other guy voted him off and I won. And so I wasn't able to play. So I made a video about it. And I had all kinds of people tagging them on my TikTok. I tagged them on the tweet that I put out with it. And it's happened a few different times. And I think it happens on all the systems, but I was trying to vent right as the body was found. And I couldn't do text chat. So at that point I was like, all right, this is fun.
And I mean, I find it, this was a shadow drop yesterday during the Indie World, or was it Indie World or just Indie Dev Showcase?
I think
Indie World. Okay. But yeah, I mean, this was something that I think we've talked about in the past with just the heyday of Among Us, and Josh had commented how they need to quickly get it onto multiple platforms and bring it to console and that kind of stuff. And the devs have gone on record saying that the text chat and the time in between rounds was the biggest hiccup for them to bring it to console. A USB keyboard will work on Switch. You can plug it in and it will work just for the text chat, but it does present different problems with just being able to see screens and defend yourself when you're just on text communication. So the best way to play Among Us is in a Discord chat room and having muted voices and all that kind of stuff. And now that people can be off their phones instead of playing Among Us on their phone, they can play on Switch. If they don't have Discord on a computer, we could maybe get some more fully fleshed out games on in Discord voice. So be looking for that.
Or the devs could update it to use the Nintendo Switch Online app, and we could all meet on there and talk and chat, and it'll be a grand old time, right?
Yeah, they could be the fourth game to use that?
Yeah.
Is it time to abandon it completely? Because, like, what is it doing?
Isn't it stats on like, Splatoon? Don't they show stats and stuff in there, too?
I don't even know, but, like, that's how, like, you can't screen record anything on Smash, so you can save your replay and then send it to the app, which sends it to a secret YouTube channel that then you've got to try to go and find, which is not very intuitive whatsoever. The app is the best for Animal Crossing. You can you can kind of, they've added some stuff recently where you can like see some of the stuff you have, or it's in your catalog or something.
Is it AC, Mario Kart and Smash are the only three voice chat games?
I think Splatoon has voice chat also.
Oh, Splatoon. So four. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. So yeah. Good times.
So one thing, joking aside, I hope the devs, because not everyone has a Discord group, although they could if they went to n64josh.com/Discord, but not everyone has a Discord community that they can chat in. So I hope the devs can quickly update this, because there's no reason you can't have, you know, key phrases that everyone says, right? Blue is sus or whatever.
That's what they had mentioned. Like, that would be a good option for them moving forward if they were to bring it to consoles, but they've obviously done it without having done that, so I think that could be something that they do.
I think that would at least help a little bit, because typing on the Switch keyboard. In handheld, is the touchscreen working on that game? I imagine it does. So
you can't play the game with the touchscreen. Like, you can't control your character, but you can do all the tasks, and you can type on it if you were playing handheld to be able to talk to chat or talk to your group.
I was hoping for mouse and keyboard support when I plugged in a USB keyboard and mouse into my Switch. They all lit up with the RGB, so they got power from it. But the only thing that works is the keyboard for text chat. That's it.
Yeah.
But crossplay is fully functional, so mobile, Switch, PC, both on Steam and on Xbox Game Pass or whatever, work across with each other, so you can play whatever way you want.
Yeah. And we were doing it on Twitch. It was working well. But I mean, I get stream sniped, right? Like, there's no way around it. I could try to emote only chat or whatever. I have yet to get imposter, but I'm like,
you got to play with nine other people that you know aren't going to watch your stream or cover it up and play legit. That's the best way to play.
Well, speaking of, if you are a streamer, I've been messaging some of them, but if you're a streamer and you listen to this, like, hit me up, because I'm looking to put together a group that I play with on the regular, just for the memes, basically. So
now that you have an easier way to stream it,
exactly. So, well, it's our 300th episode, and the Indie World Showcase did come out. If you want to hear, I did an interview, or I did an impressions video with Super Nintendad. You can find on YouTube if you guys want to hear that. Since we've only got 10 minutes left, this has been a crazy episode. I love it. I do want to just kind of talk about, like, 300 is a big number. Like, we've been at this for the show's going to turn 4 in February, and December
crazy
15th, I believe, is when the Nintendo Power podcast released. Okay. And we had started in February. Well, one of the reasons that I got so much traction with this show in December is because I was the only name in the algorithm for Nintendo PowerCast. And that's how a lot of people found us, was because of that.
And like, one-star reviews.
And what's funny is we've had a few. We got a few one-star reviews because of it.
They have a few of our 5-stars, though.
They have a few of our 5-star reviews. So it's super funny that happened like that. But that was a crazy time where I was like, I just watched the downloads just like shoot through the roof, you know, and like watch the Discord just start to fill with people, you know, and so it's really cool that we're right now, like 3 years in one day or whatever it is, to, you know, to that point where they launched their show. And that's, I was a little scared. I was like, oh man, we have like, we have the same name. Like, what are they going to, like, is there going to be a cease and desist here or anything?
Yeah.
Like,
Josh was legit worried about the cease and desist.
Yeah. But what's crazy is, to this day, if you Google Nintendo podcast, at least the last time I checked, we're the top result on Google. We are the top result. And I've worked hard to make that a real, like, to make that SEO on point, right? And so so much cool stuff to look back on. Crawler, what do you have, any particular episode, particular moment, anything in particular that just stands out for you?
I mean, it's been a ride. I mean, you say, like, just going back, I think I've been sub to you now for over 3 years. So it's been around the beginning of that ride. I mean, I was introduced to you back in the Destiny community. I remember hearing your name, and I think I was a little bit late to getting a Switch. And I got it. I've talked about this before, getting it when Mario came out. And I went from listening to Destiny podcasts all the time to wanting to listen to Nintendo podcasts, and found your show and started listening, and became a regular chatter in the Twitch chat with the show, and then made it my point to make an example of you in Mario Kart. And then that evolved into being a guest on the show. And then we started, or no, we started Smash Bros. Cast first, and then being a guest on the show, and then being a co-host on both shows. So, I mean, that's just been a ride. But I was reading through all the comments that all the listeners put up on the website. And let's see, it's Ghost Demon talking about the catchphrase. And yeah. I think that's been that kind of stands out as being a funny great time with the community and making it stick to even to Eric's chagrin there.
Yeah, that was good. Didn't we did we crowdsource that? Right, we did
a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was good. Yeah, it's definitely been fun to have you on the show, and see your evolution. And Josh hasn't asked me yet, so I'll not talk about my experience yet. But it's been fun to see your evolution from, you know, starting off podcasting and kind of, I assume you were nervous a little bit, maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Very much so. Yep. Breathing is important when you're not one. You don't want to do that in the mic.
Yeah. So I've got a couple favorite memories, but yeah, I think I was on like episode 5 or something as a guest. It was like pretty early on. Maybe it was episode 3 or something. I was on one of the really early episodes as a guest, and I was fine up until Josh was like, hey, you want to do it sometime? You can talk Nintendo with me. I was like, yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. You know, Josh and I go back to like 2004 or 3. Mm-hmm. And then it dawned on me, like, people are going to listen to this and people are watching live. And so, like, dude, I was so nervous the first episode, and now I don't care who sees me do what, but
right.
Man, that it, like, up until you said, okay, we're rolling, I was just like, ugh. Like, and it was, you know, but it was a lot of fun. So a couple of, you know, my favorite memories is when Destinot was on the show. And we were going through the SNES Classic and NES Classic debacle, and Brian was trying to, you know, half of his stuff was actual anger, and half of it was playing to the camera. And this was one of those moments where, Josh, you probably remember where I'm going with this, but he was trying to stay focused and talk about how upset he is with Nintendo not getting out this product and how they're ruining kids' dreams and all this. And you and I were laughing, and at some point he had to close his eyes to not look at us so he wouldn't start laughing and break character. And so he's just giving this rant with his eyes closed, and it was a real fun moment. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of goofy moments. We did a podcast, you know, probably 3 years ago on my birthday, and you saying happy birthday to me on the show. That was awkward for me, at least. And yeah, I mean, we've had a fun ride. It never feels like we're making a show. It feels like just friends talking about video games.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Obviously the community and Discord, you know, we've got such a great group of people. That's probably the biggest standout is how many people we've met along the way, I would say. But from the show itself, man, it's just been fun.
It's wild. I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy looking when I hit at everyone right now, and it's like 1,300 people, and I'm like, holy moly, you know, like, I remember when the Discord was like me and Henny and like yeah. Jimmy and mm-hmm. Destinot and like Alka-Seltzer-Tini.
I'd say that was a place to play Destiny.
I remember before it was Discord, it was what app was it? Because I joined briefly when it was still under your the Loot Cave. What was the app before Discord you guys were using over at the Loot Cave?
The Band app?
Yeah, the Band app.
Mm-hmm.
Way more convoluted than Discord. Let me tell you, Discord was a great come up.
Yeah. It's just, It's crazy. Harley, thanks for the 300 bits. I appreciate it. Reading through the comments, I'm going to read these right now. So this is from Patrick Murphy. It says, another Castle audiobook was a rewarding listen. Dunking on Josh in Smash with D2D. The one stream where everyone spent their points to get Josh to karaoke dozens of songs. My sides are still sore after laughing so hard at Josh's rendition of La Bamba.
And how many of those songs did you not know?
Oh, well? So many. exclamation point advice. If you type that in the Twitch chat, it says, just roll. And if
you want to know about that, go back and listen to the first 5 episodes of Smash Bros. Cast.
Yep. And then... And then the last thing he says is the one time I traveled into the future and listened to the next 300. They're fantastic episodes, so stay tuned. So that's pretty awesome. Ghost Demon says, right, it's been a long time, Josh. I've been here since probably episode 130. I don't know for sure, but it's been about 3 or 4 years since I joined your Discord and also listened to the podcast. The rise and fall and rise again of Hate Zero, the introduction of Crawler from Smash Bros. Cast. We've had a long ride. My favorite moments of the show had to be when Crawler was beginning to debut his debut and was trying to have a catchphrase and growing to feel more comfortable as you heard it. I also enjoyed when Destina came on and have also enjoyed the Super Nintendo collabs. The interviews are always fun and can't wait to see another 300 episodes, hopefully. I hope you guys have a beautiful holiday and we break through to 2021 and see more Nintendo from Nintendo's Switch community evolve. Thank you, Josh, Hate Zero Crawler, for giving us something hopeful to listen to during my weeks at work. Cheers. So pretty awesome to read that kind of stuff. This is from Solo something. He's in chat right now too. It says, in regards to the show, one moment that will always stand out was the biggest practical joke. I remember thinking, oh smack, I have to go watch this video on Twitch as I listened to the podcast episode in which Hate Zero rage quit the show. It was so well acted out that later I thought, I hope those boys have their dinner napkins because, man, they just got served. Personally speaking, from the show was the NPC family member Krosif requesting me to send them a list of some music they wanted to know more about that I enjoyed, which later they made into a Spotify playlist under my Discord username. May seem small to some, but that was genuinely a touching gesture. So,
Inside Baseball, that was like what we blocked that out like 15 minutes before we went live on the show.
The whole breakup,
yeah, it was pretty quick. I think it was in April. First show, right? Or it was close to
right around I think the show was on the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we just said, hey, let's do a prank. and then that was the best we could come up with.
Then you didn't come back for like 5 weeks or something.
not on purpose.
The circumstances worked out a little weird on that, but it all worked out in a, you know, I quit the show kind of way, and I even left Discord temporarily just to add to it.
Yes. Oh, it was so funny because the next morning, like as soon as it went out to people's ears, they were like, I'm getting DMs like, everything okay, like you guys like are things all right, you know? So some of these are kind of heavy. All right, so this one's a little bit heavy. This is from Travels with Batty, and it said, I started listening to the podcast June or July. Little did I know then that this community would help me through one of the hardest periods of my life. The day before Thanksgiving, my mother had a massive stroke. My husband and I drove 630 miles from Tennessee to Florida to be with her. Mom passed away on December 1st. Those days in the hotel and in her hospital room were lonely. Only one person could be in there per day. But playing Mario Kart with everyone and talking in Discord has helped so much. I will always be grateful for Josh in this community. So it's just crazy. You can see it. You look through the messages in Discord and everything, the relationships that have formed through this. It's just, it's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah.
And, I remember seeing messages from, different ladies in the Discord that are like, I've never felt comfortable in an online forum before, right? To where, like, we don't put up with anything negative, right? Like, I'll just remove you, period. And so, and same with the mods, because we want a place of positivity. We want a place of where people feel safe, and where that kind of stuff can happen. Like, that's not every Discord. Like, most Discords are pretty brutal, you know? So
usually the mods will go call on Henny and let him have the honors, because that banhammer is comes down the heaviest.
This is the original banhammer, so
the OG for sure. So, but no, I'm just like, I'm super grateful for everything that that is going on. This year's been crazy. It's been a wild year, you know. And this show and this community have been a constant, right? It's been there through and through. Through some crazy stuff. And so I'm so full of gratitude and just excited to keep talking Nintendo, to keep talking video games, and to see who we meet along the way, you know, and to see who we get to game with along the way, and to see how many relationships Among Us ruins along the way, you know? Because that game can do that, so be careful.
Yeah, Bell needs to go help with emergencies, though, for real.
She's in chat right now. She's like, well, I can't deal with emergencies. I can't deal with emergencies in Among Us. Always,
if
looking,
you run out of oxygen, nobody lives. So.
Always looking sus. No, I love it. I love it. So, yeah. So, and to you guys, I mean, I appreciate the time you guys put into to chatting in the Discord, to getting on these calls with me once a week, sometimes more, just to get this content out there. So Belle said, what's an emergency? So she I love it. So that's gonna do it. Crawler, where can people find you?
There's a place called Discord.
What,
if you haven't heard?
Yeah.
N64Josh.com/Discord. We'll get you that invite. So come join the other 1,300 people and play Among Us and Fortnite and Halo and Warzone and all sorts of stuff, and occasionally Nintendo games. I don't know how many Nintendo games we actually talked about this week, but I hope you guys are liking the all around video gameness of what we've been talking about this last couple of weeks and moving forward. But yeah, that's the best spot. Come hang out there, play Smash, and then listen to the Smash Bros. Cast.
Yeah, there you go. Eric, where can we find you?
Same Discord. Definitely is probably the best way to interact with all of us, I would say. You know, I've got Twitter. I'm HeyZero on PlayStation and Xbox, and I do have a Switch. Couldn't tell you what my gamer tag is on that, because, you know, Nintendo things, right? But but yeah, I mean, come, you know, say what's up, and we're glad to have you. If you're looking for somewhere to throw shade at people, you know, you can do that with us for sure, but, you know, keep it positive. Otherwise, you can find one of the other thousands of Discords out there that you can live on and be negative. But
we have special rooms that Eric has set up.
secretly.
I don't even know what some of them are. I'm like, what is
one is the old Mario Kart tour room.
Mario Kart tour. Yeah, I mean, you know, who cares, right? Nobody even knew it was gone. So yeah, you definitely.
Josh and I a couple weeks ago killed off like 5 or 6, 8 rooms or something like that hadn't been talked in for a while.
Yeah.
So Harley says he's still waiting for Riding Stables or whatever called. I did buy that game. I have it. I just need to set up my stream and actually play it.
Can you just get it someday on PS5 and just stream it from that?
I don't fork it in 4K.
I mean, half the triggers with horseback riding. I mean, that sounds like the dream.
That would be the dream. I really think so. So that's where you can find me. A little everywhere, right?
Love it. Guys, go download the Bravely Default 2 demo. It got tweeted out as the show went live if you want to go check out that game. Good luck finding the first game if you never purchased it, because it's not cheap, at least the physical copy. But if you want to check out the demo, you also get 100 platinum points for if you play the game before the game's launch. And last thing about platinum points, I don't know if they're still available, but I got my Mario ornament from my Nintendo. But I asked everybody, I'm like, should I open this? And my wife and daughter was like, don't open that, because it looks really cool, but it is kind of like the Mario picture's kind of small on this white ornament compared to all my other Mario ornaments on the tree. So I was like, well, I guess I'll leave it in the box right now. So
go put it with its amiibo friends.
Does the box have a tab? Could you hang the box from a tree?
No, it's inside but I don't know. I may still open it. We'll see. But anyway, you guys can find me everywhere at N64Josh. Lots of YouTube content coming out. Lots of website, lots more blog posts coming out. Just quick little news articles. If you just want to stay up to date with what's happening with Nintendo, you can check them out there. And I'm N64Josh on all the socials. So thank you guys so much for listening. Here's to many, many more episodes. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.